Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. In this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Before we get to Which One Wednesday, we got a new manager. Walt Weiss spoke to the media yesterday. Lots of Braves players showed up. Jurickson Profar, Spencer Schwellenbach, Drake Baldwin, all to show support. Brian Snicker, Chipper, all there. And Walt said he understands the gravity of this franchise.
Look, I understand the impact of this Braves brand. Played here for 3 years, you know, obviously coached for 8 years. I understand the wide-reaching fan base, you know, the history of this brand and how important it is to a lot of people, and how many people have worked really hard to make this brand really one of the envies of the sports world. When you consider, like I said, our far-reaching fan base goes coast to coast, this venue we play in, the history here, the success, the Hall of Famers, and ultimately the people. You know, it's the standards are really high, the expectations are high, and that's a good thing. It means you're doing something right.
I'm glad he said all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't change exactly how I feel about the situation, about the hire. But I do think that one of the reasons they did have the hire that they had is because he does understand the gravity of the situation and does understand the franchise and everything that comes along with that. Because like he just said, he did play here. Does it still feel very vanilla to me? Absolutely. Is that okay? Sure. We'll see what happens. And you guys, and I know Bo feels the same way. I have thoughts on the hire until they make it, and then like I'm on board and let's ride with it. I'm not going to sit there and nitpick it until he, you know, before he even does anything wrong. So we'll see what happens. But it did just feel like a lot of build up and a lot of days and a lot of weeks, and then it's like, oh, yeah, just going to promote from within, and we're just going to make this move. It's like, okay, man, cool.
Nor am I going to use the first moment or first hiccup that he has here, that the team has under him, as the moment to say, oh, see, I told you, fire him. He sucks. Never should have hired him in the first place, which – has become a thing in not only the sports media, but fans. I think fans have kind of always been that way.
Absolutely.
But the sports media has now taken on that personality. I think it's utterly ridiculous and unprofessional. But that's how it is. I I'm with Mike. Wasn't what I was looking for or hoping. But I didn't get it. I didn't get it. They didn't. Alex, who has... I think he has my number. I know I have his. Didn't call me and say.
You mean Derek, Squid Nation Derek didn't call you?
They didn't call me. They actually, you know what they did is for some reason when Schiller was going through his phone, he saw the B for Bo and passed it for the C in Chipper.
Okay,
and he talked to a guy like Chipper instead of me and talked to, you know, and I don't understand why he wouldn't talk to me, a sports talk radio host who's been in this city their entire life, been a fan his entire life of the Braves. I don't know why he would pass over me to talk to a guy like Chipper, who has been in this city less time than me, been a part of the organization for less time than me as far as fan, you know, does. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but what does that matter?
You're saying this jokingly because it is funny. But I will just say this. I am glad. I was thinking about this yesterday watching the press conference from J.D. Redick. And I was just sitting there going, I'm so glad that we don't have any situations where we've gone out of our way to hire – people off of ESPN, you know what I mean? Like the Aaron Boones of the world. Like,
yeah.
We're just like, oh, you know what? I've been watching that guy on TV for 2 years. I think that guy could probably lead our franchise.
He sounds smart.
He sounds like he's pretty smart. And look, J.J. Redick's doing a phenomenal job right now. You know, they're pretty good. LeBron's not playing. They have found something out there. Aaron Boone's done a nice job. He's done fine, even though everybody in that city wants him fired every single day.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I'm just glad that, like, if I had to pick between a guy that's been on ESPN for, like, 4 years and Walt Weiss, who was just kind of brought up from within, I'd go Walt Weiss every single time. So pick your poison, I guess.
All you can do is if you're truly a fan, is pull for Walt, that he, whatever happened in Colorado, he grew from. And the rumors that he has a really good relationship with Ronald Cunha Jr., hope that helps. Just say one quick thing before we get to Which One Wednesday, if that's where we're about to be headed.
Nope.
Okay. Well, just before you talk next, how about that? You know, just because you're in the same building with someone and that's your boss and they do things a certain way, doesn't mean that's how you do things. Doesn't mean that's how you want things done. Literally can tell you that from living proof. Because, you know, when Mike Conti took over for the Terry Fox was the old boss, and he does things different than Terry did. And he was under Terry for a long time. I was under Terry, and then who the old APD was too, and I took over that, and I don't do things the same way.
I would argue that almost every employee in America probably sits at their job if they're not the boss and thinks what they would do differently if they were the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
maybe give Walt a chance to let him do things differently. Maybe.
We'll see.
We will get to Which One Wednesday in a moment. We're going there in a second. But I wanted to, because Alex did call our station yesterday. He talked to Dukes and Bell / Mark Zeno yesterday. They got Alex Anthopoulos on the line, and they got exclusive information on Ozzie that we've all been waiting to hear.
Ozzie's a core guy. He's probably one of my favorite Braves as a human being. He's aware of that, too. You know, he's a core guy. And I know he was inconsistent last year, and he got off to a real slow start, him and Harris did. But second half of the year, he was back to himself, July, August, September. You know, again, he set the bar so high because of All-Stars, Silver Sluggers, things like that. So when he scuffles, and look, him and Harris at the All-Star break, I think we're top 10 lowest OPS in the game, which is, those guys are so talented. I would have never thought in a million years they could even be in that conversation, but they both did turn it around. Around the second half of the year. Now the goal and the trick is going to be, how do we get these guys to get it back together for 6 months? And Ozzie's done that for a while, and I talked to him a little bit about it in the off season. I think going through this, like anything, you learn from it. But I'm excited to have him. He's a core guy. He's one of the leaders on this team, and we're really fortunate as an organization to have him be a part of this place.
He's not leaving.
In May of last year, I'd have been like, "What are you thinking, Alex?" But he did have a very good second half. And I don't buy the, well, they were out of it talk and that there was no pressure. If you're a professional athlete, there's pressure. There should be pressure if you understand the gravity of what you're doing. Every single time you step on the field, the court, whatever, because you're always playing for your career.
As a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. One of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, including that one in Hiram that has Dukes and Bell coming in tomorrow / Mark Zeno. So let's do that.
Very nice. All right. Which franchise has gotten more coach / manager hate this week? Braves or Falcons?
Not even close.
Falcons.
The Falcons, not even close. Because the Braves have a runway and a track record of success. The Falcons do not. Every fan that talks about Raheem brings up their old scars from old coaches and old situations past and says, I've been a fan of this team for 40 years. Nothing's changed. We bring in the worst coaches, and they don't want to give any of the coaches a runway.
The funniest part about it all is there were some unfounded rumors that some people in the media ran with that were, according to Alex, completely false.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about it is that people took those rumors and started labeling the Braves and the Falcons as the same now. Oh, see? Oh, yeah, Terry McGurk. Yeah, look, he's really running it. Now he's making the decisions. Sound like the Falcons. And it's like, guys, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I no matter what happens with the Braves, I think they would have to have a run of like 15 years of bad decisions before they even approach the hatred that the Falcons coaches have. And it's also the nature of the beast in football. You have one game a week.
Mm-hmm.
You have to simmer on that game for so many days, and it's just, it's not good.
All right, we're going to get to this heated debate now. Which team will Freddie Freeman go into the hall with, Braves or Dodgers, if You want to weigh in on this? Go to Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. We've got a poll up and you can voice your opinion there. Bo, what say you?
He will go in with no logo. And the reasoning is it's not unprecedented. Catfish Hunter was a guy that did it. Greg Maddux is also a guy. About. Yeah, that's the guy that I had seen that did it. Look, just because you win a couple World Series in L.A. is not going to wipe away the nostalgia that Freddie has for the place he grew up and the times he had here. And I can tell you that personally, I think Freddie Freeman takes a ton of pride in being the last time he ever put on a Braves uniform. He took it off with champagne soaking it and Budweiser soaking that jersey because they'd won a World Series title. I think he feel. I don't think there's no doubt he feels like he was the leader. He was the guy on that team. I think it's extremely special to him. So I don't believe he would go in wearing a Dodgers hat or having the Dodgers logo and diss the Braves like that. I think he'll go in blank.
You know, and the interesting part of this is the final call actually is not Freddie's.
No.
Like, the Hall of Fame gets to make the decision. Now, they'll have a lot of input from Freddie, but in the end, they're the ones that get to make the call, and they'll meet with him and kind of figure out which team impacted him. I remember, I don't know if you, did you just bring up Wade Boggs? Wade Boggs was one that I didn't mention
Wade because
he didn't want to go in, I believe, as a Red Sox, but they have a Red Sox hat on him in the Hall of Fame. I think that he wanted to go in as a Devil Ray, and that was one of the things when he went down there. It was part of the decision, I think, yeah. For that franchise. I think that he's going to go in as a Brave.
Really?
Now, my question would be, how much longer does he play in L.A.?
That's the question.
Really where, you know, if he plays 3 more years and ends up with like 7 years in L.A. and maybe another World Series slash maybe one more MVP or something like that, now we're getting down to a situation where I'm like, dude, you're probably going to have to go with L.A. I think as it stands right now, though, and the precedent's been set, it's just two teams. One team he's with 12 years, the other one's 4. I think the math is simple. I think he's a Brave in the Hall of Fame. And I think his heart still probably lies here. It's just like a lot of the players that have gone to the Yankees after, you know, being homegrown for 10 years. It just feels like that's what you're supposed to do. But I don't know. I'd be curious to see where his heart lies on that. And I think I'm undecided for now.
If it was Freddie, it would be no logo. I 100%. There's no way. Dude, you come back. And I'm not taking – this isn't a shot. I'm just being – this is a real conversation. You literally come back and cry every time you're here.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to be like, ah, screw the Braves. Give me that Dodgers hat.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm siding with the Braves. Yeah. I think if I was leaning one way, it's the Braves right now.
I just think that he's very he's kind of one of those – you know, he's a guy that he's very emotional. He's an emotional guy. Yeah. I don't think he would want to diss either organization.
All right.
Yeah, that's
Let's
fair.
Fast right. Lightning round.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Which Falcon is already packed for Germany, Kirk Cousins or Bijan Robinson?
Kirk Cousins was packed 3 weeks ago. Like, he already packed 3 weeks
well,
ago.
Well, that's because Julie does it.
Yeah, well, it's and they probably still all have the Coles tags on them. So he packed 3 weeks ago.
But Bijan might still be packed from when he went to Germany in the offseason.
That's true.
So, I mean...
Christmas decorations are up everywhere. It is only November 5th. Which holiday doesn't get its due? Thanksgiving or Valentine's Day?
Well,
Valentine's Day is made up.
Yeah.
Like, don't even get me started.
Well, they're all,
on
that. Well, so is Thanksgiving. I mean, you know.
Thanksgiving has a basis in history. Valentine's Day is just somebody being
it
like,
does.
You know what, man? Let's see if we can sell a bunch of candy. There's kind of a lull in the holidays. Let's throw something in there and see if we can get the
I
market.
Mean, I literally just gave my wife a present. Why don't I give her another one in 2 months?
It's only going to get worse.
And
now
then
you're adding Mother's Day in there. Yeah, it's
well, and then their birthday,
anniversary.
Yeah, we don't really do the Valentine's Day like other people do.
You're supposed to want to give gifts. And you gotta.
And Bo, now you got to give Mel something for Valentine's Day. You got to be her Valentine too, at least
true.
To start out.
And you got to start buying the cards with little candies in them.
Yeah. I did like look at her yesterday, and I was like. Yeah, I am going to miss when you're a smart mouth kid running around here. Like, I'm going to miss this moment where you can just look at me.
You're going to miss this.
But, Allie, that was actually a trick question. The holiday doesn't get its due. St. Patrick's Day.
Really? You think so?
That's his birthday. Don't listen to him.
All right. Dylan, doesn't get his new suckered you into that one.
Dylan, yeah. That was ridiculous.
That's actually the anniversary of our
show. It's not even our holiday.
I'm so sad we didn't get to more Which One Wednesdays. You got anyone we can tease and
more
hit on the other side?
I got some more.
Yeah, tease one going to break here.
Which Falcon will have more targets in Berlin? Drake or Bijan?
It's actually a good question.
All right, think about it. Coming up, we've also got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Do you want to weigh in on the Freddie debate, Dodgers or Braves, when he gets into the hall? Because we all know he's going in. 404-726-0929, and which Falcon will get more targets in Berlin, Drake or Bijan? That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.